Hello, and welcome to the Summit View from Glassy Mountain Advisors. I'm Jordan Smythe, the founder of Glassy Mountain Advisors, and in this condensed version of our quarterly commentary, I'm going to provide a brief overview of our thoughts on the second quarter of 2025 and our market outlook. The S&P 500 rose 10.9% in the second quarter, but the road to that impressive gain was anything but smooth. The stock market dropped more than 10% over the first four trading days between Trump's April 2nd Liberation Day tariff announcement and his April 9th pause on the highest country-specific reciprocal tariffs. The stock market slide pushed the S&P 500 to the edge of a bear market, but the tariff pause saved the day, and the response was strong. The S&P 500 rose 9.5% on April 9th alone, its biggest one-day gain since October 2008. And began a recovery that erased all of its post-Liberation Day losses by May 2nd. By the end of June, the benchmark stock index was back at record high levels. Technology stocks were among the biggest beneficiaries of the trade war detente, outpacing all other sectors and contributing the lion's share of the S&P 500's return for the quarter. International stocks continued their outperformance relative to U.S. stocks, with a gain of 17.9% for the year-to-date, as investors sought to diversify their exposure to turbulent U.S. markets. Bonds had an up-and-down quarter similar to stocks, with the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index rebounding from April lows to close with a gain of 1.2% for the period. With the trade drama somewhat diffused for the time being, investors brought their focus back to the fundamentals, economic growth, and earnings. The U.S. economy demonstrated great resilience, although there were some signs that the tariff uncertainty was taking its toll on businesses and consumers. The U.S. Gross Domestic Product, or GDP, report for the first quarter showed a year-over-year decline of 0.5%. The main driver of the negative GDP number was a steep increase in imports, as firms rushed foreign-made goods into the U.S. ahead of tariffs. Companies largely weathered the uncertainty in the first quarter. Earnings growth for S&P 500 firms came in at 13.3% year-over-year, according to FactSet, the second consecutive quarter of double-digit growth. Elsewhere in the economy, business activity was mixed as retail sales declined, but employment continued to be a bright spot with non-farm payroll growth and the unemployment rates mostly holding steady. Inflation reports have also been encouraging. The pace of growth in the Consumer Price Index has come down closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target level. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady during the quarter, resisting pressure to ease rates as it assesses the impact of higher tariffs on inflation. The improving inflation picture also led to higher expectations of rate cuts in the second half of the year. We remain cautious but optimistic about the investment markets in the second half of the year, awaiting clarity on trade policy and anticipating a more favorable climate for businesses and investors. The passage of Trump's tax and spending bill on July 4th made permanent the tax cuts from his first term and adjusted federal spending. While questions remain about the long-term impacts, business-friendly provisions in the bill should create economic stimulus and give at least a short-term lift to markets. While tax policy uncertainty appears to be resolved for the time being, trade policy is not. The 90-day tariff pause in April has been extended to August 1st, leaving investors guessing at what the president's next words and actions on tariffs will be. We can, however, take confidence in the ability of the overall economy and companies to continue to weather the uncertainty. Businesses are on firmer ground thanks to their strong earnings results in recent quarters. Profit margins have remained high since firms raised their prices at the outset of the COVID pandemic amid supply chain troubles. These bigger margins should now help companies absorb higher costs from tariffs to maintain earnings growth, even if at a slower pace than recent quarters. Thanks for joining us. Take care and enjoy your summer.